It's hard to know when to take a breather in the JD Cymru North. Fixtures over the bank holiday weekend, midweek games as well, and it's back rolling on a Friday and Saturday with another set of key fixtures. I'm Mark Webber. Joining me in a second, Dean Jones, to talk through those weekend fixtures. The one that catches the eye, it's got to be a big derby, isn't it? Rhyl against Prestatyn. Eddie Morris-Jones, we caught up with him from Rhyl after they lost to Llan Dudno.
Yeah, it is disappointing because I felt the first half, I thought we were okay. Just that final ball, that final little bit of magic. We did create the chances and Candido didn't really trouble us in the first half, you know, but it's going to be the same story if we don't capitalise on the chances created, you know, and we did create a few in the first half and we said it at half time, you know, don't let that come back to haunt us, you know. Same happened in the second half against Clangevny. You know, we're creating these chances. We've got to have that composure and that quality to put them away. Don't take anything back from Clandidno. I think the second half, they wanted that a little bit more, which is a bit upsetting, really, because we can't. It's the mindset and the players. We can only tell them what to do. We can't force that into them. You know, we've got bags of quality all over the pitch, you know, and coming off the bench. But if you're not going to match your opponent's desire and their work rate, it evens that out, you know. We can't bang on about it, you know. We need a reaction. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. That's a game we should have won tonight with what we've got there, and that's blown a massive chance.
Looking ahead now, the derby game on Saturday against Prestatyn Town. Prestatyn on a good run of form, won all three matches so far. Going to be a tough task on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, they're all tough, you know. We always say, you know, they're all. Every game's a big game, and we have got the quality to go and give them a game. We need a reaction, you know. We've got 4 days to do it, so we'll regroup on Thursday. You know, the season's, it's a long old season, you know, and we've played 3 games. We don't just turn a blind side overnight. Yes, tonight we should have been better, you know. We should have took them chances early on, a little bit naive in the second half to not, you know, to not hold it in there, and let the game slip away from us. We'll have to put it right on Saturday.
Well, Dean Jones is with me, covers all things North Wales football with us every week. Dean, you don't really have to talk up this game between Rhyl and Prestatyn, do you? It sells itself.
This is a great chance for Rhyl to make a statement early on. They've got a real going over in this correspondent fixture last year, which sort of kick-started Prestatyn's good run in the second half of the season. So I know Eddie Rich and the squad will be looking to avoid that. Their new signings really look to have strengthened them, in particular Steve Thomas and Ben Burrows, who were right and left back. Really assured, positional sense, excellent. And they've obviously got match winners at the other end of the field in James Murphy, who scored an absolutely fantastic long-range strike against Llangefni. Asa Hamilton, although it didn't really fall for him the other night, he's a big physical presence who can cause problems when he's at the top of his game. And Sam Molyneux's really, really lively, playing off and around him as well. So they're definitely going to pose a real threat to Prestatyn, and obviously they'll have the home crowd behind them as well, which they hope can make a difference.
And then from the Prestatyn point of view, as we have said, they seem to be, well, a fierce enemy this season. They seem to be, really in charge of their own destiny and really strong. Does the away crowd play a factor here? Is there anything in the locker that could challenge them?
Prestatyn will bring a few fans there, as they always do. There's normally a good crowd for this fixture, given the importance of it in the area. But it's an experienced squad who've been there and seen it all before. They'll know exactly what to expect from the game. They go into it in really confident mood. Got a number of players who can turn a game on his head. Rob Hughes has been in absolutely fantastic form to start the season. You've got Jordan Davis, Ben Meyer, James Stead, Ian Griffiths. An embarrassment of riches, really. Jack Kenny as well. So an embarrassment of riches for Neil Gibson to call upon. It's going to be tough for Rhyl, but I think definitely on that day they can give Prestatyn a game, and it could go a long way to determining sort of both sides' fortunes sort of going forward. Because if you get beaten by your derby rivals in a convincing fashion, then there's no telling what it's going to do for your confidence going forward. And on the flip side, as you saw with Prestatyn last year when they beat Rhyl 3-0 on Boxing Day, I think it was, absolutely propelled them. They had a fantastic second half of the season, buoyed by a good result over Rhyl.
And it's been a mixed past few days for Buckley, winning on Saturday against Porthmadog, finding themselves on the losing end of Bangor City's first home fixture since they kicked back into the league. Let's hear from Alan Edwards after the Porthmadog win and how that game went.
Really pleased with the squad today. Some of the passing in tight areas was very, very pleasing. Joey made two incredible saves to keep us in the game at 2-2, but to be honest, I feel like we did have far more of the better chances than they did. Considering it was 25 degrees in the shade, I think the players showed their fitness has improved over the last few weeks, which again is really, really pleasing given that we have been working on that. So it's nice to see that come to fruition. I think it's important to get off to a good start, especially at home. So I'm really pleased with those 3 points. And I just want to say good luck to Porthmadog for the rest of the season. They were a great set of supporters, great committee. It's always a pleasure dealing with them. And we look forward to visiting them later on in the season.
Next one for Buckley is Flint, getting their mojo back slightly over the past 7 days. What do you think of Buckley Flint then, Dean?
Yeah, it was a bit of smash and grab at Colne Bay. They got an early goal and weathered a pretty significant storm by all accounts. I know Colne Bay manager Craig Hogg was wondering how his side didn't get a win, never mind a draw, out of the game. But it was a good way for them to bounce back. So yeah, Miggo will be made up with the way they've gone on. But in Buckley, they face another difficult test. I know they got a late win against Porthmadog to start their fixtures. That's going to be another big test for them. But at least they've got sort of the monkey off their back now after their home loss against Rhyl.
And Bangor have got two games under their belt now. A win at the Eurogold Stadium for their first home game against Buckley, as we've just talked about. Before that, it was a way draw in their debut in the league against Conwy Borough. And Nathaniel MG Carr's Cup game to come very soon as well, as they play catch-up on that. But let's look ahead to this weekend for Bangor. It is Porthmadog who lost to Buckley. How do you think that one's going to go?
It was a pretty drab affair by all accounts against Conway, who were a very, very decent side, very, very well organised, posed a lot of threat up front. But I'd like to say it's just a bedding in period for them. It's whatever's gone on off the pitch. They're a brand new squad. They need time to gel. Obviously, with a lot of continental faces as well, there could be the language barrier to overcome as well. But they did show glimpses of what they're capable of. And obviously they're going to get better and better as the season progresses.
And Conwy playing Llangefni, how do you think that game's going to go?
I was really impressed with Llangefni against Rhyl on Friday night. I went to that game and they were unlucky not to get anything out of it, to be honest. They were really organised in the first sort of 20 minutes, kept Rhyl at bay. And then a mad sort of 2 goals in 2 minutes midway through the half killed them, really. And that's sort of a bit of a wake-up call you need at this level. You can't switch off, otherwise you are going to get punished, whereas they might not have done last year in the Welsh Alliance Division 1. But saying that, they came out in the second half, got an early goal, and they were really impressive. They asked a lot of questions of Rhyl. I thought Jamie Roberts in midfield is absolutely outstanding. And Matthew Jones up front, he's a real live wire. There's a lot of pressure on his young shoulders. But he looks more than capable of really, really doing some damage in this league, providing he gets the right service.
And Gilsfield play Llanfair United at 2:30 on Saturday.
Gilsfield, be interesting to see how they bounce back against a Llanfair team who've sort of they're taking their time to bed in. They have got experience in this league, as I've said before, and I think they'll be okay. It's sort of imperative that both teams start picking up points sooner rather than later, really, to avoid further complications down the line.
I'm talking about bedding in. What are you hearing about the new management team at Rhythin Town bedding in? They play Corwen Friday 6:15.
A fantastic start for Chris there, Chris Hardy. Great result for him in his first game, getting a win at Penryn Cork, which is a difficult place to go. I know everyone there has rallied round him, and it's a great confidence boost for him that they've given him the job on a full-time basis, sort of straight away, rather than letting him giving him a chance to prove himself in an audition, so to speak. It just shows the faith that they've got in him to sort of carry on the good work that Chris Williams has done. It's a fantastic setup there with a good base of youth players coming through. I think the majority of the lads there are all sort of local and are all playing sort of without pay, which is quite unusual for the second tier. So it's a great start, and they play Corwen, sort of a bit of a local derby, which is going to be interesting. I know Corwen were on the wrong end of a bit of a drubbing at home to Prestatyn, but I don't think they'll be the only ones this year getting a C&T off them. So they can take that as a bit of a free hit, really. And in terms of their overall expectations, I don't think they'd be expecting to get anything off teams like that. It's just a case of how they get on against the mid-table to lower-table expected teams, and I'd include Rhythm in that, so it's a big game for them.
Well, another 7 days of football to come then, and we'll be back next week to review and preview the next round of JD Cymru fixtures. A reminder, you can listen to us if you subscribe on the iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's called these days, by going to Apple Podcasts, typing in JD Cymru Premier, pressing the subscribe button for free, and you get all the episodes of the North, South and Premier podcasts. Say goodbye, Dean.
Brilliant. Cheers, Mark. Thanks, mate.